Finally today, if you are from the Washington, D.C. area, D.C. to the locals, or if you just follow popular music, then you must have heard of Chuck Brown, the much-loved musician who died last month at the age of 75. We ran a brief tribute right at the time of his death, but after his memorial service last week, I found myself thinking more about him. To the uninitiated, Chuck Brown was known as the godfather of go-go. Here's a little taste of one of his hits, Run Joe. It's a go-go-ized remake of a classic Calypso song. And when I interviewed him last August, I asked him to describe exactly what go-go is, and this is what he said.
Well, it's another concept of funky music, and mixed with Latin and African ingredients, percussion. And the thing about my type of music, of course, I grew up in a church, and my mother didn't allow me to sing anything but gospel at that point in time. And so as I got a little bit older and I left home. I was on my own. I wasn't interested in music no more until I was 24. And that's when I got interested in playing the guitar.
And the rest, as they say, is history. But not quite. You see, Brown got interested in playing guitar when he was in prison, where he had landed after a childhood marked by the kind of poverty so intense he remembered his mother taking him to a neighbor's house to beg for a meal for him, though not for herself. When the family moved north, he shined shoes, sold newspapers, and did other odd jobs to help make ends meet. At some point, he drifted into crime and eventually landed in prison, where he famously traded cartons of cigarettes for another inmate's guitar. When he got out, he started playing with different local bands until he formed his own, the Soul Searchers, and found his own style. He called it go-go, he said, because you would go and go and go. And at this point, you might be thinking, okay, he had a few hits. That's nice. So what? To which I say, in this area, he was not just a musician. He was local royalty, generous with his time, energy, and attention, giving his all to any gig. Once, when he came by our studios to play a small concert, something we call a tiny desk concert, which are literally set up at somebody's desk, he brought a 9-piece band. When I interviewed him last August, he was being honored for his 75th birthday at the Kennedy Center. He played one or two songs for us, and when I said thank you, he said, "That's all you want?" And now my question is, of course Chuck Brown was one of a kind, but could this country create another one these days? Could a kid get out of prison after 8 years for a shooting, no less, and work his way back into a reasonably respectable life? Could a kid with no degree but a work ethic, creativity, and a passion for what he does become not a megastar, but even just somebody? I'll tell you what Chuck Brown said when I saw him last. Now you tell me.
Since I've been out here, I've learned so much, I mean, through experience. And pay attention to people that listen. People that listen to other people get wisdom. I mean, pay attention to people that are trying to teach you something. That's what I did. My kids taught me an awful lot. They're in college. And I've learned more from them than I've learned all my lifetime. You see, my thing is stay focused on trusting God and be confident in what you're doing.
Rest in peace, Chuck Brown. We miss you already. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.